Sydney. At the intersection of rising household pressures and resurgent global tensions, Australians cast their votes on Saturday. The national election has become more than a contest between Labor and the Liberal National Coalition. It is a referendum on Australia's path forward in an increasingly volatile world. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, whose Labor government rose to power in 2022 promising unity and economic reform, now seeks a renewed mandate. But his campaign has been tested by rising living costs, housing frustrations, and a re-emergence of geopolitical instability, much of it tied to a familiar name abroad, Donald Trump. "We've built strong foundations," Albanese said confidently from Melbourne before casting his vote in Sydney. The Trump effect returns. Though Trump's name isn't on any Australian ballot, his shadow looms large. His recently reimposed tariffs on US allies, including Australia, have revived memories of his erratic policies. Australia, a long-standing US security partner, was slapped with a 10% duty on key exports despite its trade deficit, a move that rattled diplomatic and economic confidence. Despite the serious undercurrents, Election Day unfolded with classic Aussie charm. Beachside voters turned up in swim briefs known as budgie smugglers, and barbecues at polling places served democracy sausages, in an atmosphere that blended civic duty with weekend leisure. But beneath the sizzle of sausages and summer smiles is a population grappling with some sobering questions. Will wages keep up with inflation? Will home ownership become a reality again? Can Australia navigate an increasingly unpredictable global order without losing itself in the process? Changing electorate in a changing world. While recent polling puts Labor narrowly ahead at 52.5% under the two-party preferred system, analysts suggest the real story lies in the fragmentation of support. Preferences from independents and minor parties could hold the balance of power, raising the possibility of a minority government. With ballots cast at home and abroad in 83 countries, no less, this election may prove to be less about left versus right, and more about reassurance versus recalibration.